In your Bible this morning, to the book of Psalms, I'm going to take my text from there. Got a bad subject to talk about, but it's a needed subject. Psalms 19. I'm going to let the Bible talk today. I'm not going to have a lot to say. Let the Bible talk. Amen? Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth, you might want to underline that phrase, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. We're going to emphasize the first phrase today in our message. Let the words of my mouth. And I'm going to talk about our tongue today. It's not a pleasant subject, but we need to hear what God says about our tongue. Loving God, we thank you for the word of God. Bless the word of God to our hearts today. Lord, I'm a little and helpless, needy, but you are our great God. And Lord, we've opened up your word, and you've led us to our thoughts today to share with the people of God, because in our every generation, this subject has been important. It's important today. And Lord, may you be honored, and may we as Christians grow in grace and in the knowledge of our precious Savior, I pray. Amen and amen. The word tongue is found 126 times in your Bible, and tongues 34 times. So it's an important subject, the tongue. This past week, earlier in the week, after the election, we began to hear about how smart President Trump was. He had ordered the Home Security to watermark all the ballots so they could determine if any ballots were cast that was not valid. So they talked about a watermark, and it's just spread everywhere. Now comes to find out, some fact checker has checked it out, and there's nothing to this. The ballots haven't been watermarked. So this is our point today, our tongue. Somebody started that. Then it spread everywhere. Did you hear about that? Come to find out. See, there's no, at this time, it's not true what they're saying now. How things can get started with people by using incorrect information. Our tongue is a mighty flexible organ in our body. It enables licking, breathing, tasting, swallowing, and speaking. Yeah. Often when we go to the doctor, they say, stick out your tongue. I never did like to do that. Because our tongue can tell us a lot about our health. But our tongue can get us in trouble too. It can cause us to eat improper foods. Too many sweets. Cholesterol-type foods, not good for us. It can also get us in trouble what we say. Have to be careful with the tongue. Sometimes we can say too much or the wrong thing. That happens in churches, folks. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11, if y'all will and can, follow along in your Bible. Because y'all need to read what the Word says. I'm just using mostly, today I'll be using mostly Scripture in our subject about our tongue. And folks, as the church, and churches are bad for getting things started with some folks. And it spreads right through the congregation. It's every church. It ain't just this church. It's people is people, folks. Christians have to grow. I have to be careful. You have to be careful. 1 Thessalonians 4:11. And that ye study to be quiet. Think about what he said there. Before you say something, better be quiet a while. And to do your own business. That's the advice of the Word of God. Job said many years ago in Job 6:30, is there iniquity or wickedness in my tongue? Job said, I'm going to examine myself and I'm going to consider my own tongue. Is there wickedness in my tongue? One of the things today is gossip. It's one of the great sins of today. Gossip is passing on information about someone that may not be completely true. It's a serious sin. And as church people, we need to be aware of it. Some people hear something, they can't wait to tell somebody else. They may not have all the facts, but they get something started. Just like I was talking about this watermark deal. Because you think you know does not always make it true. A few years ago, we conducted a test out here at the church. I stood over there and I told a person on the pew where Brother Chavis is at. I told them something. I read it off of a piece of paper and I told that person that. They turned and told it to the next person and it went all the way around the church. And when the last person heard it, they came and told me what they heard, but it had nothing to do with what was on that piece of paper. That's how information gets distorted. Since the availability of the telephone, and most of us have one, it seems so tempting for some to get on the phone and say, did you hear about that? Did you hear about so-and-so? As Christians, we should be praying for someone rather than trying to spread something juicy about someone. It's going to be a serious sin to be spreading out false information. Church people can run church people down and off. I know for a fact. Church people run people off. I've heard people say, I would not go to that church for anything because of so-and-so. And as Christians, we should live by a higher standard than other people because we are God's people. We're God's representatives. We're all different. There's not a one of us in here just alike. God didn't make us alike. Some foods I like, you may not like. That shouldn't make someone critical. Or choir, as some people like to say, he's choir. That's not Christian. So God didn't make us alike. We're different. If someone tells you something and you tell them not to tell it, that's what it means. If I come to Brother Johnny, he's our deacon now, I said, Brother Johnny, I got something to tell you, but it can't go no further. I said, don't you even tell my daughter. Johnny is responsible to keep that to himself till he dies, unless I free him. People tell me things, they say, don't you say anything about it. These things locked to me, my wife don't know. When someone tells you to keep a secret, you're not supposed to tell anybody else, not your mate or anyone. But if someone says to you, I want to tell you something, but don't tell no one, but if you feel like you can't keep it a secret, say, don't tell me. Secrets are secrets that only God's supposed to know about. Amen, church? Amen. With some people, it seems to be a game to be the first one to spread news about so-and-so. Sometimes it's women. Sometimes it's men. Men are not quite as bad. I don't say that because I'm a man, but I know from experience. I can go to the Bible and prove that. Today we're going to look at some verses in the Bible that deal with our tongue. Jesus tells us about this in his word. Matthew 15, 18 through 19. I'd suggest you turn there. I'm just letting the Bible tell us. It's not pleasant for a pastor to have to get up and talk like this. But we need to understand about our tongue. And I'm going to tell you our problem with our tongue in a minute. From the word of God, I'm going to tell it to you. I'm trying to make us all conscious we're God's people and we're to represent him properly. Amen? Amen. Matthew 15, verse 18 begins, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart. Here's where the problem starts at. With your tongue, it's coming out of you. From your heart. And they defile that person when we speak improperly. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts and murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemies, Jesus himself said. So if we're not using our tongue properly, it's coming because of something wrong in the heart. Now, in our family, I can say this honestly. I never heard any of my brothers or my sister use bad words all my life. I've never heard them. Even when we were little, I never heard that. And I don't remember Mama ever threatening us we'd have to have soap. I heard of other people growing up. But I never heard growing up with my brothers and sister. If you want to, now listen to what this scripture says in 1 Peter 3:10. 1 Peter 3:10, for he that will love life and see good days Let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Peter said that. I've known people, been around people, worked with people, and every other word they say is a cuss word or a foul word or improper word. They're just filthy mouth people. Well, you can expect that from an unsaved person, but as church people, we need to make sure all of our talking pleases the Lord. If you want to enjoy life and see happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil. That's what that scripture says. Now look, consider this. Look at Eve. Remember Eve in the Bible? She took a lie, to her husband. And what happened? We're in the predicament we're in right now. Sin. She took a lie to her husband. Remember Sarah? Abraham's wife? What'd she do? She told her husband to sleep with another woman. That was yummy, weren't it? Now look at the problems in the world that has caused, folks. The wars, the death, the turmoil. Because of what someone said. In Psalms 39:1, the scripture says, I said I will take heed to my own ways. He said, I'm going to look at myself, that I sin not with my tongue. Are we this conscious about our tongues, our talk? Are we careful of what we say about someone else? Church, let it sink in. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, he said. You know what a bridle is, don't you? You've seen on a mule or a horse to control them. The psalmist said, I'm going to control my mouth. While the wicked is before me. Because, you see, you can be talking before someone else, and they can just take that and, boy, make a mess. Psalms 73:9, they set their mouth against heaven. When we improperly use our tongue, our mouth, we're going against very heaven itself. And their tongue walks through the earth. In other words, they're disturbing peace. Psalms 120:3, what shall be given unto thee? Or what shall be done with thee, thou false tongue? Psalms 120:3, false tongue. That means, old deceptive tongue, what's God going to do with you using your tongue? How is he going to increase your punishment? That's what that translated means. Improper use of our tongues, church, does not please God, and there's consequences. People's feelings are hurt when they shouldn't be. James. Boy, James gets on us. James really tells us apart. If any man among you seem to be religious, James 1:26. Boy, you ought to really mark that in your Bible. Listen to what he says here, church. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceives his own heart. This man's religion is vain. You can talk about God. You can say you praise God, but if you can't control your mouth, your religion is vain. That's what James said. In James 3, turn to James 3, look at that. In James chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Boy, we hear that today now on TV, aren't we? People just boasting. We hear it all the time. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, church. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body. Our little tongue can mess up our whole life when we use it improperly, church. Our tongue can bring destruction. He goes on and says, it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. It is set on fire of hell, James said. Wow. Our tongue. You can take a little match, about like that. Just a little teeny match. I meant to bring one today and forgot it, of course. But a little match. You can take that little match, strike it. Take a little piece of paper and drop it. You can burn up thousands of miles of woods, of houses, and property with just a little teeny match. And James uses that to illustrate the danger of our tongue improperly used. It brings destruction. Our tongue ruins our testimony. That's sad, isn't it? In James 3:8, one verse, several verses lower down. But the tongue can no man tame. Wow. You can tame a horse. You can tame dogs and cats. Other animals. Elephants can be trained. Lions are trained. But the Bible says the tongue cannot be tamed. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. That's why you got to go right back to the base and get the heart right. Got to get the heart right. There's something in the heart ain't right. If you can't control your tongue. That's what the Bible says. And as God's people, we're supposed to live by the Bible. Some people, let me go back to Judas and his wicked tongue, Matthew 26:15. Let me talk about that one. Matthew 26:15, and said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. See how he's using his mouth, his tongue? What you gonna give me? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Improper use of tongue. Making a deal with the devil's crowd. Hey, who was he? A disciple. An apostle. And look at the harm he caused. And when we go under the banner of the Lord and improperly talk, use our tongue, it creates problems. Creates problems. Makes our witness ineffective. Proverbs 12:18 says, there is he that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Some people like to make cutting remarks. That's what he says there. But the words of the wise brings healing. In Isaiah, Isaiah's got a word back in Isaiah 30:27. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire. But what the Lord does is right, because he's got all the evidence. He's got all the facts. He's got the truth. We need, as Christians, to be careful. In Proverbs 15:4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. In Philippians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul wrote, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:11. Use our tongue properly. Praise the Lord. Speak gently. Lovingly, kindly, truthfully. And lastly, let's go to Psalms 35:28. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness, the psalmist said. I'm going to speak of the righteousness of the Lord and of thy praise all the day long. I'm going to speak of God's righteousness and praise him. Again, our tongue should be used to praise God, worship God, to uphold his name, and to build up the church of Christ. Be careful that we have all the facts before we get something going. Because there's a lot going on in our world today. And we need to be careful as God's people. Because we're God's people. We're going to be judged as God's people. We're going to be rewarded or lose rewards by how we speak. And especially when you're talking about another church member. Like I said, we're not all alike. And we're on different levels of spirituality. None of us have reached the top. We're all here to be growing, to be learning, And that's what my message about today. With your tongue, learn to use your tongue properly. And I'm talking to the preacher most of all. And as Job said, I'm going to examine myself. What about myself? How do I talk? I don't want to hinder nobody. I don't want to hinder nobody. Discourage anybody. I need to be praying for everybody. Amen? 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 We need to be praying for everybody. Trying to help everybody grow a little bit stronger in the Lord. Trying to encourage people along the way. Because life's hard. Life's hard. And there's the devil out there. Do all he can to deceive and use, because he wants to do all he can to injure the cause of Christ our Savior. Here today, hey, would you like to come to the altar today? Ask the Lord to help you examine your heart. Asked you to make sure you use your tongue wisely. Would you come to the altar today and just